Thanks, Brad. Good morning. In Mendocino County, Route 162 is still reportedly closed as a slide occurred Friday morning. That's according to Caltrans, who say a semi-truck was traveling eastbound when the roadway surface gave way, sliding downhill. The semi-truck driver was uninjured and was able to guide his vehicle across the crevice in the roadway. The portion of roadway that slid away is approximately 25 feet by 20 feet deep. State Route 162 is closed to both eastbound and westbound traffic at this time. Alternate routes are the Dos Rios Road from the west and Mendocino Pass from the east. Holiday travelers are reminded that winter weather conditions and recent storms may make these alternate routes inaccessible to some vehicles, and commercial vehicles should not attempt these roads. The State Department of Fish and Game has already ensured there will be no crab on local dinner tables on Christmas, and now you won't have any local Dungeness crab until well into the new year. It's all about the testing of the meat-to-shell ratio on the crabs. It shows they need more time to pack on meat, and the commercial crab season won't begin until at least January 15th, if we're lucky. The College of the Redwoods campus will be closed from Monday today through Friday. It will reopen Monday, December 31st, and then be closed on January 1st. The normal campus hours, they'll resume on January 2nd. Last weekend marked the 48th anniversary of one of the darker days in county history, the flood of 1964, still remembered by those who endured it, like John Winsler, formerly of Winsler and Kelly Engineering, as well as a consultant to the Water District. Winsler was called on to inspect Ruth Dam at the height of the flood and describes what happened next.
I went out there. I'd collected a couple of coils of cable, being worried about the protection of the spillway and the log boom. So I went out there, and there was an Army helicopter sitting there, and so they let me load my cable onto that helicopter, and the copter was going to take me up to Ruth, and just as they were about to leave, two or three cars arrived, and they were the political people here in the county, the mayor, people from Ferndale and Fortuna, and the board of supervisors, and so they rushed them on the helicopter, and I said, wait a minute, I got to go to Ruth. This is an important thing. So I got off and took my cable off of that because they told me a second copter would come off of the carrier, and so I got my cable off, and this first copter left, and sure enough, another copter showed up.
The dam at Ruth Lake held, but Winsler looks back at the fortunate turn of events that had him alone on the second helicopter.
Ultimately, and I don't remember how I got back to Eureka, but I was very fortunate that day. The people go out in the first helicopter, that helicopter crashed.
More news after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
For today's Our Community, we continue with disaster preparedness. Humboldt Bay Fire would like to give the public tips for preparedness in light of the approaching winter storms. The single most important item to consider is being prepared. It's a good idea to have a plan. Be prepared for a storm by obtaining items such as batteries, flashlights, and a weather radio ahead of the storm's arrival. And if you have to use a generator, use it outdoors. Stay informed of changing weather conditions by listening to this station. Only go out in the weather if you must. When driving in inclement weather, slow down. Allow for the additional time to get to your destination. Be aware of standing water on the roadways, which may cause vehicles to hydroplane. Use your headlights during wet weather. Look out for debris on the roadways, such as rocks, trees, and limbs. High winds may make operation of vehicles difficult, and watch out for those downed power lines. Do not attempt to approach a downed power line. Notify your local emergency services if you have located a line. Practice extra caution, and it will help lead to a safer community. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.